Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, on 52232955, I want to ask a bit of a controversial question because I've seen this come up on my newsfeed quite a fair bit lately from different anonymous people posting in different groups on Facebook.
Reddit's great for that stuff.
I saw one on Reddit just not too long ago either. Can you claim a baby name? Because a lot of people are saying that if someone puts dibs on a baby name, that you can't take it.
I think in certain groups, whether maybe it's within your family, like your whether it's your brothers and sisters, if you've got any, or your partner's brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. I think in that community, there's more of an open conversation, as well as like if you have a close group of friends that talk about these kind of things regularly. Yeah. I think if you are the first one to open dialogue mm-hmm. on a particular name, I can understand why you might be upset if somebody else used that name, if they had a kid before you.
How would you feel if I named my future son, not that I'm pregnant or having a boy, but how would you feel if I was like, hey, Tim, I'm having a boy, I'm going to name it Jack?
That's fine. Okay, my son's name is currently Jack.
Yeah.
Shall stay as.
How dare you steal my baby's name?
Yeah. Well, because if you... yeah. The fun thing about like names like Jack in particular, because it's such a common name.
Mm.
Like a couple of my best mates' names are Jack, and they're like, there's nothing in them that thinks that I've named my son after them. So there's no like
Fair
if you
enough.
Wanted to name your future child, Jack, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
J&J,
yeah,
hanging out. I think it'd be fantastic. But hypothetically, if you, I, and we have like hypothetically say a group of mates. And you go, I really like the name Jack.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there going, And then my wife and I, she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
We say nothing. We use Jack. That's a dog move.
Do you think it's a dog move?
Absolutely.
See, I don't
Keeping
think you
it,
could...
If you don't say anything...
I think you can't put dibs on a baby name. Doesn't matter who gets pregnant first or whatever. I don't think you can put dibs on it. It's a baby's name.
Yeah, I know. And they're going to lean into their name.
Yeah.
And those kind of things. Like with our son, Jack, initially I was like, I think I like Jackson.
Yeah.
I think I really like Jackson.
You were pushing hard.
And then we compromised and did what my wife was hoping on. And we went with Jack.
What a compromise.
But I'm so happy we did because now,
again,
I look at my son and he's not a Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a Jack. But I think I can understand. I think if you're close enough,
mm-hmm.
like if I said to you, hey, if my wife and I get pregnant again and we're having a girl, you stay away from Mackenzie.
Right.
You stay well away from Mackenzie. Then if you did it, I'd be like, but I said.
Yeah.
But I said.
And this is the thing. It's ending up in friendships being lost because of baby names being stolen.
It's a high stress situation. The whole, like whether some people, obviously, it's not easy getting pregnant. People go through their own things. And then I think the longer that you are trying and it's not working. And then people start naming their kids what you were hoping for,
yes.
Then that's really defeating. And that's a really serious thing that can really mess with your mental.
52232955. Weigh in on this for us. Can you claim a baby name?
I don't know why I am leaning towards yes.
Really?
I think because I've never been in a conversation where someone's gone, if you have a boy, you cannot name him Mufasa. There is no way. We are claiming, me and my wife, we are claiming Mufasa as the name that we are going. If
that's
anyone
true.
Does it, I'll be so mad. I'll be so mad. I think that space can exist.
Yeah. 52232955. Can you claim a baby name? Right. Steve from Lara. Steve, do you think you can claim a baby name?
Well, first, May's a crap name anyway, so I don't know why they're arguing over that.
Hot out of the gate, Steve.
Always.
And no, you can't claim a name. That's just ridiculous. Just a name's a name, mate. Relax. Just name them both, mate. You know, it doesn't matter.
Have you got any kids of your own?
I'm about to have a kid, Jess.
Oh, okay.
Name,
what, Steve?
Little baby boy, yeah? Junior?
Steve Junior. Yeah.
Steve Junior, mate. Yeah,
so, Steve, if one of your mates came to you and said, hey, I'm going to be naming my kid Steve.
Steve.
How would you feel about that?
Honoured. Very honoured.
Okay. Yeah,
fair enough. Steve, we assumed that would be your answer. Appreciate that. Andrew in Norlane, can you claim a name?
No, you can't, but I'm asking for permission from you, Tim, when I eventually have a kid and I hope I have a boy, can I name him Hugo Slavia after your son?
I thought we'd put this to bed, Andrew.
I'm gonna wee.
I thought we'd put this well to bed for the year leading up to my son being born. Jess was saying that his name was going to be Hugo, short for Yugoslavia.
Obviously.
Everyone was quite disappointed.
It's a stunning name, Andrew, isn't it?
What a flashback, Andrew.
Tell you what, Andrew, you can take it.
It's a beautiful name.
It's all yours.
It's a beautiful name. Well,
aren't you proud?
Yes, but I need Tim's permission first.
Of course,
Andrew,
you do, of
aren't
course.
You proud of yourself? I can hear it in your voice.
Tim, are you going to give the man permission?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I was holding it close to my chest, but Yugoslavia, Andrew, you can have it, mate.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. It means a lot to me, actually.
I can't believe it, Tim. What if you have another boy? You might want to use it.
That's all right. I think, you know what? I'm going to be a good guy about this. I'm going to let Andrew have it. All right, well.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday, Jess, me and my silly little mouth, talked about something that I think initially I was really excited about. I'm going to participate in my first ever Aldi Special Buys event.
Really, I feel like you should have kept your mouth shut because a lot of people started flooding in messages being like, wow, can't believe this thing's available.
Yeah, I said I didn't want to talk about exactly what it was because my wife has said, hey, we've never done an Aldi Special Buy. I've seen something, I really would like it. And I've gone, all right, I can do this for you.
You've missed out on some special buys in the past.
Well, no, I've never participated. I've just gone to the shops before.
Yes, but you passed on a amazing trumpet that was value.
But that wasn't a lineup at 8 a.m. on a Saturday special buy. This is my first lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday on the show, Lucy, while we were talking about it from Lethbridge, gave us a call. She's like, I need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I said, I refuse. I threatened to swear because what happens if I swear on the show, Jess? What do we legally
have to do? We have to press the dump button, which erases the last 20 seconds of airtime.
I said to Lucy after the show, during the show, I said, we'll call you tomorrow before the show and I'll tell you what it is, but I'll use the magic bleep button so that it removes any evidence of what we're talking about because she was so desperate to know what we were discussing about the Aldi special was.
Yeah. Are you ready with the bleep button?
Yeah, I've got it all ready. But this is a conversation we had earlier with Lucy from Lethbridge. Just yesterday on the show, Lucy called up when I was talking about this Aldi special buy.
Yep.
And
she was desperate to know.
Desperate to know because I don't want to say what it is because I need to get my hands on it. My wife has tasked me with getting one. And Lucy, you're desperate to know what the special buy is this Saturday.
Yes, absolutely desperate.
Okay, Lucy, have you ever done a class?
Not a but I've definitely done.
Right.
Okay. They are selling a machine for $299.
No.
Right? That's a steal.
Normally these things are like $1,500 plus.
Yes, exactly. So, I would consider buying one.
Okay, so because of the magic of radio, what we've just said, anything specific, that's been beeped out.
Yeah.
So only you know. So I kept my word and we're trying to limit it because now that you know what it is, don't you agree? We want as little people to know what this is, Lucy.
Well, yeah, kind of, because I don't think there will be many of them. And
no.
I dare say that if you can't find it at one place, you definitely
got
to go front to the next one pretty quickly.
I dare say there'll be like maybe one per store.
Oh.
Like, because they're, it's a big ticket item. I think that usually like when it's a TV or something, there's usually just like one.
Oh,
and that is the person who gets that, they get it. That's it.
Well, Lucy.
Lucy, will you be going to Aldi on Saturday now?
Quite possibly, but my husband would be like, why do you need that?
Yeah. I reckon
you need everything.
Head to the Armstrong Creek store.
No, Lucy, I think you're more of a North Geelong girl for me. And I think then we can attack it on three fronts. And so I appreciate your vow of silence on this matter, Lucy.
Yep, I'm happy to keep it a secret for the interim for you.
So again, Lucy got what she was after. We told her. It did sound like we were swearing our asses off.
I loved Lucy's little life motto. It's Aldi. Of course I need it.
Yeah, so... Again, we will. We won't be mentioning it. This is probably the last we're going to talk about it. I've seen some emails.
The messages that have begun flooding in at our socials at K-Rock Geelong, everyone that has messaged, you are correct. That is exactly
is happening. Why would you say? So, actually, Jess is misinformed. Close. Don't keep trying. Really far off the scent.
But may the odds forever be in your favour.
I shouldn't have said anything. Tim and Jess, the podcast. If you come into the show for politics, go to another show. I think we're pretty upfront with that.
Yeah, I don't think we could give you an in-depth analysis of the debate that happened today between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Even Australian politics, steer clear.
Yeah.
American politics in particular, we steer clear of. But it's hard sometimes because Donald Trump, obviously a polarizing figure as the president, a former president of the United States, him and Kamala Harris, the debate took place over the last 24 hours. So it was on our telly here at work.
You would say they're the front runners for the presidential election.
Well, it's down to them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one of those two people. But I don't want to talk about the presidential debate because essentially it's a dumb argument to me.
Yeah.
I understand why in Australia we don't have a debate. Mm-hmm. It's unnecessary. It seems very for TV. It doesn't seem like it's helpful whatsoever, right?
Well, yeah, and I feel like at this point people have already picked their sides.
Probably. You're not going to win someone over on a debate.
There's not much that they can say in that debate on either side to win people over.
It just reminds me, whether it's like an old married couple or like a sibling, it's actually maybe more sibling. To me, it's like a sibling bickering. And I wanted to do, because it's inspired me, what's the dumbest argument you've gotten in? Sometimes you just pick a hill to die on.
Yeah.
My wife, and this is so funny that this happened today. My wife texted me unprompted. She's brought this up again for maybe the 50th time. And I know what side you're going to be on, Jess.
I'm always on your wife's side.
Okay. And that's not what I was expecting. She was like, I'm going to walk to the shops, with our son, but the rain looks like it's going to come. It said there's a 60% chance of rain. And I was like, well, that's pretty good because that other 40% of the area.
That's fine.
That won't get rained on.
It
you
only
should be
means
fine.
60% of the area could see rain.
It's not a 60%
chance.
Of a chance.
No.
No, no, no. 60% of the area, like you're saying, Jess.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, Tim, but yes.
This is an argument that we just have round and round and round. And I'm going to have to read the text message because she sent me a screenshot of the weather app that she was on. to double down.
Do you have a home to go home to tonight?
Yeah, it's all right. Send me a photo. Chance of precipitation. It legit says chance, not area covered.
Yes, a 60% chance of that area getting rain.
And it's just this, we naturally cycle and cycle and cycle this same dumb argument. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Because it's one of those moments you catch yourself.
Yeah.
And you go, what am I actually yelling about right now? This is ridiculous.
Me and my sister have been arguing for the last, I'd say, 11 years about the same scarf.
I was going to say I've heard have about you the scarf.
Yeah. She claims she purchased this scarf. I know I purchased this scarf. We have gone back and forward where she's borrowed my scarf and then I have borrowed it back and kept it.
But you're both claiming it's your scarf.
She's claiming it's hers. And she never purchased it. I bought it.
Where is it right now?
It's currently at my home.
Okay.
And she's mad about it. That's fine.
Well, it's good that it's there because it's...
I think it's at my house. She was at my house on the weekend. She might have taken it back.
There is no way that scarf is there, mate. I'll catch up. It's good to see you. Lie.
I haven't checked.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call. What's the dumbest argument you've ever been in? Jace from Corio, what is the dumbest argument you've gotten yourself in?
It's one that constantly comes up between me and the other half. She vehemently believes that Diet Coke and Coke Zero are the same recipe.
They are not, Jace. They're just not. Hey, not at all.
Not only are they not, I just don't care enough anymore. I've just stopped caring. Every time if we're going shopping, she'll be like, they are the same. You know, they're the same. Well, I don't care. I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
Jace, they just could not be more different. That's like saying Diet Coke and Pepsi Max are the same. More different.
That's outrageous.
Do you think they taste the same? Do you think they're the same, Tim?
No. This is the thing. I'm just like,
thank goodness.
It's this thing I'm trying
called listening. I thought you were on the other side. I was wait a minute.
Just trying this listening
another
thing
person
out.
Thinks like her. This is insane. Right,
just want you. I'm on your team.
Sorry, mate. The blood pressure's already rising. Just talking about it again.
Clearly, you're over it. The thing is, from what I understand, Diet Coke has sugar in it. It's not claiming that it doesn't. But Coke No Sugar is saying,
no
hey.
Sugar.
Look at me. I've got no sugar.
I stopped caring years ago. We don't even drink this stuff at home, and I don't even care anymore.
All right, Jace, that was going to be my next question. Is your partner like one of those people that's obsessed with Diet Coke? Because there's like people...
It's a community.
No one like just likes Diet Coke. You're either obsessed with it or you just don't care.
I do not care anymore.
You know what? Actually, thinking about it, I reckon it might be the same recipe.
I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'll reach out to Coca-Cola and I'll ask them.
That's a good way. I'll get an answer for you.
Yeah, I will get an answer for you once and for all, Jason. You can finally settle this argument.
Thank you. And I will still not care.
I was going to say, you really, honestly, I'm surprised you called because it really just the tone of your voice, just everything
it
you've
just
said.
Just built up the blood pressure when I was like, oh, I know. I can tell someone.
For someone who said they're going to hang up, you're talking a lot, Jace, but we might just hang up on you. It can go both ways.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess Will from the newsroom has stuck around.
Yes, thank goodness. Please don't leave, Will, because we have been waiting with bated breath for the last few days. Yeah. You made us a promise last week that you were going to do another drive-through of your local coffee shop.
Yeah. Did I?
About a week ago on the show.
I promised, did I?
You talked about he didn't promise, Jess. Stop putting words in his mouth.
I had promised.
That Will was chatting to a lovely young lady at a drive-through coffee window, realized that maybe she was talking to him friendly.
Well, she recognized Will from their local gym. And Will decided not to ask her for a number or her name and just drove away with his coffee.
That's correct, yeah.
That's correct. Yep. We tasked you with going back on Saturday around the same time to get a coffee. Did that take place?
No. Next question.
Have we had any contact from said barista? Because we did put up a video of Will talking about this encounter in hopes that maybe it would fish her out and she would call up being like, it was me. Yeah. Has that happened?
I don't know. Has it? Have you got any phone calls?
I haven't seen any messages come through on Geelong.
No, it hasn't.
Okay. So are we any closer to figuring out who this barista is? And we need an update.
I have had some messages from some friends saying, what coffee shop did you go through? What did you do? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I told them.
You're gatekeeping it because you don't want them to go there.
She's mine.
And there's been no real update or suggestions.
Seen a few people message saying they claim to know her, but there seems to be some conflicting appearance descriptions from what you've said and what they've said. So
multiple different people.
Yeah, so we're thinking it's not the right person. Why didn't you go through?
Oh, because I was at the footy on Friday night and I was home late.
Okay.
Sure.
The next day.
You weren't just
that night.
Scared?
No, not at all. So I didn't do my usual Saturday morning routine, which involves going to the gym and then going through the coffee shop on the way back. So that's what happened. I just didn't do that.
So we're not any closer to getting you a date with this barista.
No.
Can we get you to the coffee shop this week?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a promise? Can we?
I might promise this time. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll promise this time.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Yes. Because might promise and promise are a very different thing. I'm hopeful for you, mate.
I'm a bit scared to go back there.
Why are you scared?
Because this is just, you two have done your thing, and
you got to remember,
and taking
Will,
something that I said in confidence and just spread it through Geelong and the Surf Coast and blown it out of proportion.
Find the love of your life, Will.
And it's not just like, yes, literally we are helping Will, but if someone's listening right now who might be in a similar situation, she might be, oh, there's this guy at the petrol station that I've always just wanted to chat to.
Yeah.
We're hoping what you can do can show other people across Geelong the confidence to make that leap. And sometimes the leap, you will fall down hard into the valley.
I met my husband on a speed dating night, which is essentially like going through a drive-thru, just without the drive-thru or the coffee.
She's exactly right.
Is it?
It was a drive-by of sorts.
Yeah. I'll see how I go.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm sorry that I've got no update.
We've gone from promise to I'll see how I go. This is going nowhere.
If this barista is listening again, 52232955, please give us a call and we can make this happen.
he's lost
waiting.
It. Yeah. Waiting. No, we're not going to wait for the call. We'll be here all night. Will.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.